Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we talked with New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart yesterday, talked a lot about what's going on at the state capitol, her city, and their budget. And, you know, she's trying to raise money for a possible run for governor when we're pretty sure, I mean, she's going to run for governor, try to get the Republican nomination. But one person's already officially in for the Republican nominee, you know, for the Republican races, Jen Tooker. She's the first select woman in Westport. And she joins us now on Brian and Company. You know, as people need to get to know, it's not too early. And especially for candidates, you know, like Stewart's not that well known down Fairfield County and Shoreline, and Jen Tooker maybe not so well known up in Hartford County. Jen, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to get you on the show. I've wanted to do this for a while. I think we met maybe at the Lincoln dinner for Nikki Haley sometime a long time ago. But
We did.
Why do
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and hopefully it's the first of many conversations, to be quite honest. And
agreed.
Why do you want to do this?
Well, that's a good question to start with this morning, isn't it?
Well, I mean, listen, you have a beautiful family. You live in a great town. Aww. You have a very good job. And so the question is why?
Right. Well, you know, Connecticut is just an incredible state. But I really believe our best days are still ahead. And as you know, I've retired from almost 25 years in business, and now I'm a public servant. It's my second career. And, you know, I get told every single day by families and business owners that they are just tired of being crushed by high taxes and unaffordable energy bills and, quite frankly, a sluggish economy. And so I'm running for governor because I want to change that. I think we need real leadership in Hartford and somebody who's going to make tough decisions and hold government accountable and restore opportunity for everybody in Connecticut.
Now, in terms of, you know, people logically, you know, most people like, okay, the mayor, you know, is the top executive in a city. In terms of first select woman, how does it work? You know, because some people, I have some tough questions for you, but like the jump from first select woman in a town like Westport to running the whole state, that's a big jump. What are some of the executive functions you deal with on a daily basis in your current position?
Sure. So, you know, you're right. The first selectman's job is different in various towns based on the charter, but in Westport, it's not a figurehead job. It's not a job where you just sort of cut ribbons and have a town manager that runs everything behind the scenes. It is a day-to-day operational management job. So I manage every single department head and oversee all the work that they do on a daily basis. And we also manage all the capital projects. I manage the operational budget. So that's a big piece of what I do on a daily basis. So everybody from the police chief through to the conservation director reports directly into me. And then, of course, you know, you really are, as a mayor or a first selectman, you really are the, for lack of a better word, the cheerleader for the town. It's your job to be out and about. It's your job to be accessible. It's your job to be well known and for people to know you and know your leadership style and know your decision-making style. And I think that's also something that's going to be really important to bring to Hartford. You know, Brian, this is not a big state. It's a state of only a little over 3.6 million people. You can drive from one end to the other and, well, it depends on the traffic, but you should be able to drive from one end to the other in a pretty short period of time, in just a couple hours. And this state deserves an accessible governor.
Okay, so let's, a lot of these questions we can unpack at a later date. Maybe we come in studio. We're talking with Jen Tooker, who is the first select woman in Westport. She is a candidate for governor in the Republican Party. First, you got to get the nomination, and then you have to try to win the race. You know, a lot of people up here, there's so much chit chat about Aaron Stewart. Two strong, capable, smart women. How do you differentiate yourself from her?
Well, one way I can differentiate myself today is I actually am running for governor.
Yep.
I am an official declared candidate.
And how's the, if that's the flat line there, how is the, how is the fundraising going? Because for her, that's her benchmark. And I mean, she's going to reach her goal. I mean, I think it's a little bit of a way to draw out, get more attention. But since you have declared, how has that gone?
It's gone very well. So I declared in March and had about 3 weeks before the first deadline, the end of quarter deadline of March 31st. And we raised over $68,000 in 3 weeks. And so we're marching ahead as we speak now to the next end of quarter deadline in June 30th. And the support has been fantastic. And I wasn't meaning to be flippant with my answer before, Brian. I think there are probably a lot of differences between myself and Aaron, right? So, but yeah, the support has been really good, but no doubt I need to get and gain some name recognition up in your area of the state. And so I'm delighted to be on the show this morning, the first of many, I hope.
Yeah, and again, you're going to have to beat her. So at some point, there's probably more, but I think that a couple of people that I won't mention names that I don't think are as credible. What about Ned Lamont? Can you give me, 30 to 45 seconds on, because eventually if you did get the Republican nomination and he did run again, you'd have to beat him.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course. I like Ned Lamont. I think he's a nice guy, but I do think he has made some decisions that are not in the best interest of the residents and business owners in the state of Connecticut. As you know, Brian, we sit as bearing the fourth highest tax burden in the country. We have some of the highest utility costs in the country. And we are a very difficult state to start and grow a business in. And so we need to make changes.
What do you think, and again, these are all rapid fire to be more nuanced at a later date. A lot of people, a lot of our listeners, especially after 9 a.m., are pretty strong Republicans. I'm an independent, unaffiliated voter. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. Did you vote for Donald Trump, and how do you feel like this presidency has gone so far?
Right. So I wrote in Nikki Haley. I think that the current administration in Washington is, I think they're doing some things right. And I think that there's some things I don't agree with. But I think it's incredibly important for the next governor of the state of Connecticut to be able to work with Washington on issues and initiatives that are important to residents and business owners in the state of Connecticut. And I will do just that.
Listen, a lot of people that I know who are supporting you are really, really impressed, and I'm really glad to have this time with you to introduce you to our audience. And I look forward to more conversations. And obviously, we wish you the best of luck as we do everyone in the process. But thank you so much for the time this morning, and let's try to set something up a little more in depth at a later date.
That'd be great, Brian. Thanks again for having me.
All right, Jen.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.